What's up, winners? You're listening to the Win Today podcast, where my focus is to give you practical strategy that in 10 minutes or less, you can listen to, execute, and begin to increase your income while cutting your work time in half. If you are ready to learn how to market and monetize online, you're listening to the right podcast. Stay tuned. This is going to be a great episode. Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost a day. The life equation for success. Never stop. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Rozier Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Who else? So as you see from the title of this episode, I know you're probably like, what is he talking about? So I want to present something to you that I believe is really going to challenge you to start thinking this way. And I'm going to give you some strategy as we always do. You know, my goal is to make sure that in these short form episodes that you can listen to it and in 10 minutes or less have something that you can take, execute, and literally see a result in your business. So let's begin to think this way. I want to ask you, what is your sleep income total? What is your sleep income total? Not how much do you sleep. Here's what I'm asking you. How much money do you make in your sleep? Like, Marcus, what do you mean if I'm sleeping? Of course I'm not making any money. The way that you are going to test the strength of your business, your personal income, to make sure you're ready for the future, that your industry doesn't get saturated, that you have recession-proof your business, is to begin to put your energy into thinking about how do you generate money while you sleep. Now, here's a powerful statement. Warren Buffett said, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you're dead. So he's saying that every person should be thinking about passive income. Now, with the internet, it allows you to make passive income in multiple ways. I know that some people are thinking stocks, some people are thinking real estate and countless other investments. But with the internet now, with digital products or information products, which is what I really push, where you can take your knowledge, your skill, your expertise, your passion, your interests, package it into a step-by-step process of information and deliver that to someone, and people are willing to pay for it at all different price points. So I think that immediately you should shift your mind to start thinking about how could I begin to increase my sleeping income total? Like, how much do I make while I'm sleeping? How much am I bringing in? The internet doesn't sleep. The internet is available around the clock, around the world, 24/7, 365. It doesn't take sick days, vacation days, no time off. So it creates a possibility that, you know, I was just recently in Hong Kong, Bali. We went to Thailand, to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, as well as to Australia. Now, the time difference is about 12, 13 hour time difference. So I realized when it was 7 in the morning there, it was 6 p.m. And I live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So in Fort Lauderdale, it was about 6 p.m., 7 p.m. So you realize when it was 2 in the morning and everyone was asleep, it was 3 in the afternoon there and everyone was awake. It really shifted my mind to my products and services are available online, making it possible that whether someone is 12 hours in the future, 7 hours behind, whether they're in London, whether they're in Africa, whether it is a full 24-hour time difference, I have the ability for my products and my services to be sold around the clock. Because here's what you want to be thinking about. If the only way you get paid is if you use your hands, you limit your income because you only have two hands and you can only serve people that are in your physical presence. If the only way you can make money is if you physically see someone walks into your store, you're cutting their hair, you're physically working them out, well, there's a base of clients that would love to work with you that don't have access to you, because what if they don't live in your city? What if they don't live in your state? What if you live in a small town Or what if you live in a suburb? Or if the area you're in is saturated, but you've built a personal brand that your primary audience that loves what you have don't live where you live. You should be thinking about ways to serve people in countless different formats, forms, and around the clock. So enough of all the practicality of it. What should you be doing? Now, if you listen to the last episode where I talked to you about the five things you need to get started online, that is a great precursor that will allow you to literally, if you listen to that episode, then listen to this one. This is the thought process that backs the process that you need to build it. So I told you the top five things you need. Those systems allow you to sell around the clock. And I wanted to make sure that you had some value, some things you can do immediately. You say, okay, Marcus, I made sure that the episodes are 10 minutes or less. So you can listen to that one, listen to this one, put the two together and immediately begin to take action to say, I need an information-based product that I don't have to trade time for money. That's the way you scale. You want ways that now in your resting state. Let me put it this way. You ever notice in any company, the person who typically works the least get paid the most? There's this idea where you don't get paid more for working with your hands. Those who work with their hands, i.e. janitors. And that's not to discredit or to occupationally shame anyone. I'm just talking about in terms of typically those aren't high paying jobs. When you think about the pilot, what he get paid in comparison to the ones who handle your bags. You know, there is this idea of the more you use your mind involved in something, the more money you make, not what you use your hands to do. So I want you to think about even Amazon. There's no person that is checking you out at the checkout counter. I've told you before, I want you to think about Netflix. When you signed up, there was no person you interacted with. So it's a business that no matter what time, 24/7, 365 around the world, you can shop and be transactional without anyone having to physically exchange product or service. So I want you to start thinking about that. What do you know? Who do you know? If you say that, Marcus, okay, I don't know what information I can package. What if you partnered with someone else and did affiliate marketing, where you just set up links with people who already had companies, people such as myself who has products, services, programs, businesses? With that, you say, hey, listen, I'm very good at telling people about things that I enjoy. I say, here's a link. Anytime someone purchases through it, now you get paid and don't have to do anything. Now, while you're sleeping, my business is running. I'm the one doing the work, but all you're doing is exchanging the information, making it available, setting it up in just an email marketing. Build an email list and send out emails about other people's products and services. And you have a business where you make money while you sleep. And there's so many other ways. You know, when you think about network marketing is a big thing. Now, some people are afraid of network marketing and feel like, I'm not talking about where you got to get so many people signed up under you and things of that nature. But I'm talking about at its most basic level, where you build a network of people. Everybody in their phone has 5, 10, 20 contacts of people that you never talk to them. If they call, you look at your phone and say, what do they want? But there are people who want that contact. There are ways for you to broker deals that you can get a piece of the pie by simply sharing your network. So I want you to start thinking of additional ways like that you can use your mind to create income and be able to now increase the, like your number one focus should be, I want to increase the amount of money. Like your goal for 365 is set a financial goal of how much money you make while you're sleeping, not how much money you make when you're awake. And if you can increase that number, you can truly move yourself to a place that I'm telling everybody to own 100% of your time, to be able to have a work from anywhere lifestyle, that you can work from anywhere in the world with a cell phone and a computer. Now, if you are listening to this, now I know my podcast is geared towards business owners and entrepreneurs. But if you're listening to this and you're saying, okay, I'm neither a business owner or entrepreneur, I'm currently working, this will work for you too, because it's going to then provide for you to have your 8-to-5, 9-to-5, whatever your schedule may be, or even if you work at night, but you're now increasing your income because you have an additional way to make money to go on vacation, to whether it's buying things you want or taking that money to invest into another investment. Let's just say you only make an extra $200-$300. Those $200-$300 could be used to allow you some freedom to do things you enjoy when you're not using the money that you actually work for. So I want us this year to be creative, that with social media and all these other outlets, You'd be shocked at how many different ways that you can begin to set up information. I'm going to say it again, information-based products. I want you to think of, I'm going to give you one last strategy. So if you were to Google how to fix your sink drain, you're going to see all these articles. You ever think, what made someone write that article? And then you see all these comments under. For any amount of anything you could search, there's a group of people who are equally interested in searching that same product, that same service. But some people don't want a Google search. They want a course, how to make candles. So there's a how to make candle course. If it's how to make your own chapstick. Some people share the information and some people package that as an information product. So what's something that you find yourself constantly searching, looking up, that you looked it up before, you learned how to do it yourself, you know how to do it quicker, easier, more effective than anyone else. And that's the thing that you should turn into an information product that you make digital, that someone can download at any time. They can be transactional without you having to exchange your time for their money. There's nothing to package, nothing to ship, nothing to deliver. The system does it. And you now have putting yourself in a position to make money while you sleep. Now, the greatest way to get this done, some say, okay, I need ads. That's when you get into, and I don't want to make this episode about that, Facebook ads and YouTube ads and Google ads. And one episode coming up, I'm going to talk about content-based marketing, you know, how you're able to market yourself and grow your personal brand by giving away content, giving away something of value. So some would call it value-based marketing. But that's a strong way to begin to send traffic to where someone's up late at night scrolling through their timeline and they see what you have to offer and they've purchased something from you. Or you decide, I'm going to invest $5 a day, as cheap as that, $10 a day, $20 a day, to be able to market my products and services. At the end of a week, just try it. Let's say if you spent $20 a day, well, let's, for good, easy math, let's say $10 a day. $10 a day, 7 days is $70. But if out of those $70, you had a product that was $25 and five people bought it, well, that's $100. That would be, if it's $25, seven people bought it, that immediately would be $150. Minus your 70, and you are profitable where you made money while you slept. So there's so many avenues and angles. And as we move along, I'm going to talk about some Facebook ads and other ways to drive traffic, some influencer marketing, you know, and send in your feedback. I would love to know, what should I give you more of? Do you want to hear more about marketing, messaging, monetization? That's the space that we're in. But I want to make sure that every episode you get value. So make sure you take the time to think about, how do you increase the number of your resting income rate? That's it for this episode. I will see you on the next episode. Let's win together, win the day.